Panel time for you now to answer some questions about this week's news. Amy, since we've pretty much shipped all our manufacturing jobs to China, if our economy is going to recover, tourism will be a big part of it. So the U.S. government is promoting a new vacation destination. Where?
The U.S. government, okay, would have been some federal facility, penitentiary somewhere?
Well, it is used to hold prisoners.
Mm. Guantanamo?
Yes, Guantanamo Bay.
Beautiful.
Sure, it is a prison operating outside the bounds of both American and international law and a blight on the U.S.'s reputation, but it's so much more. According to the Daily Mail newspaper in Britain, the U.S. military has been promoting its base at Guantanamo Bay, Cuba, as an inexpensive R&R destination for service members and military contractors. They can go fishing, shopping, sun themselves on the beach, and also buy souvenirs at the Guantanamo gift shop, such as, here, I wish I was kidding, a child-sized T-shirt that reads, Future Behavior Modification Instructor. I don't know how successful this campaign is going to be, even within the military. So to help out, we have come up with some suggested slogans for the inevitable tourism promotion campaign. This is for, you know, Gitmo as a resort destination. Position stressful? Try our stress positions. All right. Okay. You want a better one? Here we go. A great vacation you'll be forced to talk about. All right, this may be our favorite. Ready? Finding life a trial at Gitmo, we don't allow them. Free of charge, Mr. Gates.
Dad went to Gitmo, and all I got was this lousy near-drowning experience.
Yeah, exactly. The waves are great for waterboarding.